This is Brain Fade, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. In early May of 2014, Coconino County emergency responders practiced a community disaster exercise. Robert Rowley oversaw the drill as the county emergency manager.
A couple of the things we wanted to test on that, well, three things we wanted to test on that, was establishing incident command and communications with the emergency operations center right away. We wanted to practice a rapid, no-notice evacuation scenario. And we wanted to work on our incident communications, the multi-agency radio communications.
And it's a good thing they practiced, because 2 weeks later, that scenario became a reality when the slide fire broke out in Oak Creek Canyon.
You know, one of the things that we had in play during the slide fire was the need for a rapid evacuation, no notice. So we had no time to plan for evacuating a community, which 9 times out of 10 in a wildfire, first thing you do is you look at the map and say, where might this go and what communities might be affected?
Rowley says good communication is key during emergency situations, and technology, like the county's Code Red cell phone alert system, has become an important way to get the word out.
We can notify, you know, one square block in the city, and we can go all the way out to notifying the entire county all at once. It has that capability. And it's all GIS map-based.
Since last year's slide fire, county emergency officials are working to improve communications even more by adding the same technology used in the Amber Alert system.
We have a tremendous number of tourists and visitors to Coconino County and the Flagstaff area. How do you notify them? They don't live here. Well, that's one way we can do it. You know, besides radio and television, wireless emergency alerts is a way we can get them.
Despite all the latest technology and our inability to truly predict the movement of a forest fire, Rowley says there's one emergency response practice that still works the best.
The most thorough way is going door to door, and that's why we still do it. I can't see us ever not doing that. We want to make sure we've dotted every I and crossed every T to make sure everybody gets emergency information.
Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.